When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
To our new listeners, welcome. To our old listeners, welcome back. Another episode of Magical Education awaits you, but first we would like to say a few words.
Nitwit, blubber, oddment, tweak. Podcast 9¾, topic of the week is, should peas be removed from Hogwarts? Hi there, listeners. I'm Jem, and I think, yes, he should definitely be removed from Hogwarts.
And I'm Rhea, and I think, no, Peeve should not be removed from Hogwarts. So, listeners, I've already lied to you.
All right.
I said my position was that Peeve should not be removed from Hogwarts. My real position is that Peeves must not be removed from Hogwarts.
Oh, my God.
I think he is completely essential to the children's education. Absolutely essential. You can't get rid of Peeves.
No, this is not all right. This is not a fun bit, okay?
Yes, it is.
He shouldn't be there. It's not okay. First argument.
He absolutely should be there.
First argument. Peeves is dangerous.
No,
like,
he's not.
Really dangerous. This is an actual quote from the Harry Potter wiki.
All right.
Quote. Peeves is the most notorious and troublesome poltergeist in British history.
Uh-huh.
End quote. All right, I'm just going to read out a list of some of the, not some, all of the, like, really dangerous shit that Peeves does throughout the series.
Excellent.
And you can just try and justify it. Once I finish the list,
I'll let you finish it, yeah.
Okay. He throws walking sticks at Percy and then dumps a bunch of on walking sticks on Neville's head. He crashes a vanishing cabinet over Filch's office. He stuffs a keyhole with chewing gum. That's a fire hazard. He supports the use of the Dementor's kiss. He regularly destroys the trophy room. He terrorizes the house elves in the kitchen. He throws chairs at Harry from across the room. He plans to knock a heavy bust onto a student who passes it. He attempts to strangle Ron with a garland of tinsel. He juggles burning torches over students' heads. He dumps a bag of tarantulas over the Great Hall onto students eating their breakfast. He locks Mrs. Norris in a suit of armour. He blocks a door to the Gryffindor common room and won't let anyone pass unless they set fire to their own underwear. Neville actually did this. He throws chalk at Creature and Dobby to egg on their fight. He then also drops Snuggluff pods on people during the Battle of Hogwarts. That's just a brief taste of some of the dangerous shit that he gets up to throughout the series.
Okay, well, first of all, that last one is supposed to be dangerous. He was attacking people.
Yeah, fair. But, like, okay, how can you justify this being a part of an educational institution that should be kept? How can you justify it?
First of all, remember that wizards and witches are more resilient than regular children.
Okay.
So I don't think it's that dangerous to have walking sticks dropped on your head. I think you mostly will just survive that.
Okay, so let's go with this argument. Say I'm a school child. School child, average age 13.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not like a regular average school child. I wear like a suit of armor at all times. Like all times. I'm always in this suit of armor. It's like I sleep in it, I shower in it, it's constantly there.
Yeah.
Just because I have this extra layer of protection which differentiates me from other children, is it still justified to throw a chair from across the room to me and at me so that I fall over and get hit by a chair? Is it still justified?
I think in this situation, you're the only one wearing armor, right?
No. I'm just putting it out there. I'm still a child. I'm 13.
Okay, cool.
I'm going to school, minding my business, not provocating anything, not doing anything. But I just happen to be always wearing a suit of armor.
Yeah.
Is it still justifiable to throw things at me and threaten to kill me, strangle me with tinsel, let's say? Like, is it still justifiable?
Justifiable, maybe. Dangerous, no.
No, no, no to
it's not dangerous. You're fine. You have the protective armor to protect you against chairs.
Do I?
Yes. If Peeves was in a muggle school, absolutely, he should be gone. He should not be in a muggle school. He's not safe in a muggle school, but it's not a muggle school. He's at Hogwarts.
Not be in a school, full stop.
Yes, he should. That's where he belongs to be. Sorry. That's where he belongs. That's where he deserves to be. That's where he belongs to be.
You just keep saying these things and you're not giving me any reasons.
You've been talking the whole time. It's my turn to talk.
Fine.
Okay, Peeves is essential to the student's education because he is a teaching tool, all right? He's a practical lesson, more powerful than spell books and syllabuses and stuff. He teaches you to know your limits, okay? Doesn't matter how powerful you are, how much magic you learn, what you accomplish in your life, you will always be helpless to do anything about this wretched little man who exists to hassle you. And there's several key lessons we can learn from this. Oh this is God. Why Peeves is essential to the school.
I don't think that moral lessons like this need to be taught at all hours of the day, no matter where you are and no matter who you are, and in such a way where people could die or get seriously injured. I just don't think there's a reason for that.
I think that there is a reason for that. Because these are not muggle children. Muggle children, fine. You don't need to hassle them 24 hours a day. But muggle children don't have powers nigh onto a god. So a wizarding child. Mm-hmm. Age 11 to 17. Yep. You can... Let's just go through some wizard powers. You can alter matter. You can teleport. Yep. Read minds. Transform into a dog or other animal. But let's just say dog. Fly.
Yep.
There's all sorts of fucking things that you can do. So along comes Peeves, the cunt, the terrible, annoying monster that will not go away and will never give you a break, will never take you seriously, will never leave you alone. There's nothing you can do about it. That is essential for children who can fucking fly and teleport and will never have a problem they can't solve with magic. Peeves exists as a remedy to hubris. To stop you from getting high on your own magnificence. He exists to take you down a peg.
Okay, Daedalus. Chill.
I don't know who Daedalus is. Daedalus Diggle?
No. From Greek mythology, he's the father of Icarus.
You sure?
Okay, pretty sure.
Never mind. I was thinking of Damocles, as in sort of.
No.
Okay, that's a different guy, never mind.
Look, I can appreciate what you're saying, so children who have godlike powers will develop this sense of arrogance and recklessness because, mm-hmm. you know, they think they can get away with anything.
Yes.
But I think teachers are there to instill in them that they can't get away with everything and that there is consequences to their actions through their lessons about learning about magic. Magic can't do everything. Magic has consequences. Through the rules that are in place at school, like you can't go out after lets out. You can't be out of your bed. There's no dueling allowed outside of like a learning context. Like I think there's plenty of structures in place already to teach these lessons to kids without having this absolutely uncontrollable chaotic force 24/7 hassling, harassing, bullying children and adults alike. I don't mm-hmm. think it's... I think that need can better be served than with a poltergeist.
Okay. Fucking Little Miss rules and regulations over here.
God.
Look, there are structures and rules in place to impart these life skills to the children, but I just don't think that they're as effective as being tormented by this atrocious flying goblin.
So you're arguing that people should be abused to make sure that they don't turn out to be a bad person?
Yes.
Wow. I didn't think you were going
to
so confidently assert that. All right, so you're saying abuse is justified?
Yeah, absolutely.
Jesus Christ.
That's my argument, baby.
What about the argument that constantly being harassed and abused by an unstoppable force could turn you into a bad person? Because this, like, this epidemic of constantly fearing for your life could make you react in certain ways and can make you be more reckless with your magical abilities and your godlike powers. What about that argument, Rhea?
Yeah. Okay. I do have a point against this. Let me just find it. Okay, cool. So Peeves is an equal opportunity nightmare.
Oh my God.
He doesn't hassle one specific person or group of people more than anyone else. So he's unlike a regular bully. Bullies usually pick on people that are like, you know, different race or not neurotypical or fat or like any of the reasons why they would be socially disadvantaged. Peeves just picks on fucking everybody.
That's true. He is chaotic neutral.
Yeah. So, like, it doesn't matter if you're a student, popular, loser, teacher, house elf, ghost. Peeves takes all opportunities for mischief, and that means that anyone could reasonably be a target.
So you're saying...
So the only way... the only way to avoid Peeves is to give him nothing to work with. So Peeves targets you if you rise to the bait and respond to him. The only way to win is to not play, to give him nothing. That teaches self-control. Another lesson from Peeves.
Okay, first up. So you're saying that Peeves is the guy at the party who's like, I don't care if you're black, brown, green, blue, gay, straight. Like, I'll treat you just the same. Ew. Second of all.
I'm not saying Peeves is a pleasant guy to be friends with. I'm saying he's a gruesome little monster, but he's essential.
Second of all, sorry, I missed a point. You said, oh yeah, you said that Peeves... The whole point of Peeves is that only if you rise to his like, if you go to his level or stoop to his level, that's when it becomes a problem. I disagree with
that's
this.
That's when he starts incessantly hassling you. He hassles everyone, but he incessantly hassles you if you give him something to work with.
I just don't think it's okay that, like, you know, you can be just a normal 11-year-old child trying to get to your class and then suddenly a piano drops on you. And I don't think it's controversial to say that.
Peeves has never dropped a piano on a child.
Oh no, you're right, he's done worse. Do you want me to tell you the most dangerous thing that Peeves has done?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
1876. So.
Okay, wow, we're going back. Time machine.
Caretaker Rancorous Carp devised a trap for Peeves. So clearly, Peeves has been a menace to caretakers all throughout Hogwarts history.
Yeah, of course. He's a poltergeist. Yeah.
The trap involved a tripwire reinforced by various containment charms. So clearly this caretaker had magical ability. It's not just squibs that are hired to clean the school.
That's interesting. Yeah. All right. We'll discuss that in a later episode.
Yeah, we will. The bait, in quotations, was a pile of weapons meant to lure Peeves, and then once he tried to touch them, a bell jar would drop from above onto him and trap him with these concealment charms. Of course, this just didn't work. It was never going to work. It didn't work. What happened was, Peeves broke through the bell jar easily and was armed with cutlasses, crossbows, a blunderbuss, which I had to Google. That's a fucking gun.
Yeah.
And a miniature cannon.
Another kind of gun.
Yeah. The castle had to be evacuated for 3 days as Peeves fired at random and threatened students with death. He only gave the castle back after striking a bargain with the then headmaster. And I'll get into that a bit later, but let's just pause for a moment. He had a fucking gun, Rhea.
Yeah.
It's not okay to have weapons at school.
Okay.
And to be threatening children with death and to have the castle shut down for 3 days because there's a crazy man in the school trying to kill people.
Obviously.
That's not okay.
Obviously. Of course. But I would like to return to my previous points. He fucking did that to teach Rancorous Carp a lesson. So Rancorous Carp is like, I can use my magic to get rid of this terrible menace. And Peeves is like, guess again, fucker. You can't use your magic to get rid of me. Also, Rancorous Carp left this massive pile of weapons there as bait, and then Peeves took them and started using them. Of course he did. This was so obviously a lesson.
Listen, Rancorous Carp is not on trial here.
Yeah. Peeves is.
Rancorous Carp is a shithead, he's not a troll.
And but also, that's... you're positioning this as if Peeves is firing at the students. I would like to read out, Peeves amused himself by firing randomly out of the windows and threatening all and sundry with death. He didn't attack anyone. I did not read
this. This was not in the quote that I was provided on Harry Potter Wiki. I copied out the quote to the exact.
All right. There's the original. I just sent it to you. This is directly from the mouth of JK.
Oh, well, I don't believe anything she tells me.
I know.
But
he was firing out of the window, so he wasn't attacking the students. He was causing loud noises and mayhem and danger, but he wasn't... It's not like he was going around with a gun fucking taking out the classes one at a time.
Okay, I don't really think that there's much of a difference, because it's like, look, if I'm going to school trying to learn, and there's a crazy man firing out of the windows and threatening to kill me, I don't think there's more of a difference in that than him firing at me and threatening to kill me. Like, what's... Well,
the school was evacuated.
Because he was threatening to kill people with the cannons and fucking blunderbusses or whatever it is. I hate that word.
Blunderbuss, yeah.
Okay.
So I'm saying Peeves isn't dangerous. Like, to a certain extent of danger. Peeves isn't going to kill anyone. He isn't going to, like, permanently harm anybody. He never does that. He only exists to cause mischief and chaos. He's not, like a dangerous person who attacks people. That's the point I'm making.
Disagree.
Peeves is, like, firing this gun to scare people and to make them all run around like headless chooks, but they evacuate from the school. It's not like he goes after them.
That's probably because he can't fucking leave the school, is my thing. I don't think he can leave the ground.
Yeah.
If he could, he would.
Yeah, he definitely could. And I think that in evacuating these several hundred students, he would have had time to kill one of them if that's what he wanted to do.
Doesn't make it okay. Oh, no. not as much of a jerk as he could have been a ward. Like,
Okay. This is what I'm saying. Peeves is not evil or violent. He's not a danger, he's a lesson. And as a lesson, he's less dangerous than a bunch of shit they do in class, okay? I think he's less dangerous than a Boggart. I think he's less dangerous than the unforgivable curses. Both things they encounter in class.
Yeah, look, okay. The Boggart thing's dodgy. We'll talk about that later. Unforgivable curses thing should not have happened. That was a death hitter in disguise.
Yeah, of course.
I don't think that's part of the regular curriculum. And I'd argue that Boggarts aren't meant to be in that practical way either.
What about the shit they deal in magical creatures? Those are also dangerous. Anyway, it's bad for teenagers to have the power of gods, okay? That's how you get little Voldemorts running around. Peeves exist to be like, there are problems that are beyond your ability to deal with. And it's not about being like a brave hero or a cunning villain or the most magically gifted person. You're not all powerful. You cannot stop this rubbish ghost from following you around all day bellowing show tunes. So the idea that, like, oh, I'm going to set a trap because I'm so magically powerful and competent and that will get rid of Peeves. Peeves exist to teach you that that's not the case.
I'd like to point out...
And that's valuable. Rancorous Cop obviously didn't learn that lesson in school, and everything would have been better if he had.
Yeah, look, maybe Rancorous Cop didn't go to Hogwarts. We don't know his story. But I'd also like to point out that even with Peeves there, we still get Voldemort. And second of all, I'd like to move on to my second argument, which is that Peeves is creepy and I don't like it. So to finish off with my story from 1876 with Rancorous Cop, Peeves only gave the school back after he struck a bargain with the headmaster. But here's what he asked for. He relinquished the weapons in exchange for first choice on stale bread for Thorry. Okay. Custom-made hat, sure, and the privilege to be allowed to swim in the boys' toilets on the ground floor. Why? Why does he want to swim in the boys' toilets on the ground floor? Why was he allowed to do this as a reward, I suppose, for handing over weapons? Peeves, quote, becomes more tangible the more students there are on the castle full of mischief. He gets more solid the more kids there are around him. I don't like it at all. It's gross. I don't think I need to explain further why I think that's gross.
No, do explain further. Are you saying that there is a sexual element to Peeves? That's lunacy.
I think that's what I can take from that description. I don't like how he can access students at any time, anywhere, bedrooms, bathrooms. It doesn't matter. Peeves is there. And, like, Literally, there's a fucking scene where Harry wakes up in the middle of the night because Piers is in his bedroom, in his ear, blowing a raspberry to wake him up. That's not
Yeah.
okay. I think that it's fine to have a separation in learning from learning at school during the day and sleeping in my bed at night, relaxing. I don't think I need to be learning 24 hours a day that the hubris of man is something bad that I should be challenged for. I think it's fine to separate those
Constant
things.
vigilance.
But Peeves will never separate those things because he is intangible, indestructible object that can never be properly contained or controlled.
Yes.
And he's creepy. I don't like how he's swimming in toilets and spying on people and he gets hard around kids. It's gross.
Okay, gets hard around kids is a severe miscommunication of what he does. I just want to defend Peeves for a moment.
Wow, okay.
A strong stance to take. So most ghosts, not most ghosts, most poltergeists don't have a physical form. They're intangible and invisible. Ghosts get, not ghosts, I keep saying ghosts. Poltergeists get stronger in places of like lots of chaos and mischief. So Hogwarts, which is full of a bunch of chaos and mischief, has an incredibly powerful poltergeist that lives there. He has a physical form, you can see him, he can touch things and throw things, blah 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 blah. He's not sexually assaulting children in the boys' bathrooms. That's not a thing that Peeves is or does at all.
I know this, but the way it's described, it's not all right.
That's just poorly phrased.
It's got bad vibes. I don't like it.
Also, here in my version of the quote, it says that Peeves gets a once weekly swim in the boys' toilets on the ground floor. I don't think he's just fucking hanging around in there waiting for w victims. I think he enjoys swimming around in the toilets because that's the kind of, you know, unbearable, heinous little creature that he is.
Like, surely they'd just close off those toilets, right? Like, you'd have to imagine.
No, because he's only in there once a week, so it's up to the students to avoid him.
Ugh,
They
I
have to
hate
not go in there.
it.
You have to take responsibility for your own actions. A lesson of Peeves.
I'm remembering the snake in the library at our school. Like,
Yeah.
do you remember that? There was
Yeah.
a snake that lived in the library, and every now and then the snake would come out, and it was just, we all had to leave. But we were all, like, calmly shepherded out of the room, and the snake just stayed in the library. I'm trying to imagine, like, if the snake
Dangerous.
was,
That snake
like,
could have killed someone. Should have been removed.
absolutely, it should have been removed.
No,
But
that's the opposite point I'm trying to make.
thank you. It wasn't to the extent of Peeves. So, like, the snake in the library, it lives in the walls, it's going to come out at some point. When it does, we all just leave the library. And we close the doors, and there's nothing a snake can further do to harm anyone. Okay? Peeves? Imagine you're in class, and it's like, oh, it's Wednesday. Peeves is gonna come into this class for like an hour and just terrorize people. But instead of being like, let's just leave the classroom, or let's just force Peeves to leave the classroom, you're saying that we should just let Peeves terrorize the class. And it's like, okay, I just have the knowledge now, but every time I do charms class on a Wednesday, I'm not gonna learn anything. I'm only gonna learn that I should be punished for being born the way that I am. Because I'm born with magical abilities. This is what you're saying. This is the madness of what you're saying.
No, this is the beginning of my argument. I have more points.
Well, please.
So part of being at Hogwarts is learning how to deal with Peeves. That's like the main lesson that he teaches. You have to learn how to deal with this fucking hideous little guy.
Comes up in every video game.
Yes, it does. Fucking dealing with Peeves. So I said the part about how wizards are too dependent on magic. They're over-reliant on magic to solve all of their problems, right? Yeah, there's no spell or potion that's going to get rid of Peeves. You got to learn how to deal with him. So how are you going to deal with him? There are always going to be people who suck. People who do not respect your authority, disagree with you for the sake of disagreeing, like I'm doing right now, cause trouble just to watch the world burn and to make you suffer. And in life, we often have to work with or for these people. You can't hex everyone who gives you grief. You can't fucking magic your way out of every Karen hassling you at work. you have to learn how to deal with awful people. And Peeves teaches that. You have to learn how to deal with him. By the time you get to seventh year, if Peeves is still, like, an actual constant nightmare for you, you've fucked up. You've done it wrong. Peeves is the embodiment of, like, working in customer service for a few years. It's the absolute worst. It sucks. There's nothing worse than this. But then once you make it through the gauntlet, nothing can hurt you. You're free.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe you've gained some empathy and you've learned how to be a better person.
Yeah, I feel like I'm talking to a frat guy who's justifying hazing as, like, life experience. As, like, you know, you've got to suffer to really, like, you know, learn how to deal with situations, learn how to navigate society. And society's a chaotic nightmare. Thomas Hobbes, State of Nature. And I'm like, okay, chill, please. Yeah. Like, I never went to a school with a poltergeist who constantly bullied and harassed me. But guess what?
You're not a little magic girl.
But guess what? I still managed to learn how to navigate terrible people and to tolerate terrible things that happen to me because I have to work with someone who's a bad person, et cetera, as you were saying before. I think that there are ways to instill these lessons that aren't Peeves. Like, I'm not saying that there are ways to instill these lessons that are always completely unproblematic, safe, structured, controlled. Yes, there are going to be people in the school, everyone's got a nemesis, right? Everyone's like, no one's chill at Hogwarts. Everyone's got someone that they hate.
Everyone's got a nemesis. Amazing. That's a great statement about Hogwarts.
Everyone's 100% all the time. There's no chill people. No, I mean, like, you're going to brush up with people. Like, going to school, you learn these things enough. You're going to brush up with people that you don't particularly get along with, that you don't see eye to eye with. You may even be sharing a dorm with them or living with them or eating dinner with them every night. I think that there are other ways to learn this without having a chair thrown at you.
Oh, but nothing makes a lesson sink in like a chair thrown at you by a excruciating fucking nightmare.
Oh my god.
I had a point there, but I forgot what it was. What was I going to say? Oh yeah, you said it yourself. Wizards are always doing everything at 100% in the worst possible way. Is it surprising to you that they're like, our children must learn self-restraint and problem solving? All right, here's this nasty, insufferable clown who will torment them for years until they learn how to reason with him. That's the best
way to take it. You're acting as if this is, like, a part of the Hogwarts education. Like, it's something that's planned.
It absolutely is.
It's not something that's planned. Peeves is just a part of the castle. He's a part of the architecture, and they can't get rid of him. And you're not, and they're not like framing lessons around, oh, what can Peeves teach the children now? They're like, they are so sorry that the children have to suffer, Peeves. That is the energy of the staff at Hogwarts.
Okay, so imagine it like this. Imagine you go to a school which has a library snake.
Yeah, done, I'm there.
And they're like, and the teachers are like, we cannot get rid of this snake. It lives in the walls. We don't want to stick our hands in there. There's just no way to get rid of this library snake.
Yep, very familiar.
So, what can we learn from this? How do we turn this library snake into a teachable moment? That's the vibe of Hogwarts. They're like, there's nothing to be done. It's not about, can we get rid of Peeves? No, we can't get rid of Peeves. Should we get rid of Peeves? No.
Yes. See, this is what's astounding to me, is that, like, comparing the library snake to Peeves, it's irrational, because the library snake was a product of a Pomo school that wasn't willing to call animal control, or to, like, remove the bricks from the wall and maybe get the snake out for the safety of the students. Peeves...
It was too expensive to get rid of the library snake. Better to risk our health and safety. Yeah.
Peeves is part of the only magical school in the UK. He's surrounded by staff who could, like, expel him with hexes whenever he encounters them. Like, I understand that Peeves is part of the architecture of the school. You can't remove Peeves from the castle. You can't remove the castle from Peeves. Mm-hmm. Like, he's there. He's always going to be there. But why isn't it just, like, why aren't there protocols in place? Like, oh, Children, the first thing we're going to teach you before Wingardium Leviosa or Alohomora or all that shit, the first thing I'm going to teach you is an expel Peeves spell. And it's like, this is how, whenever Peeves comes into contact with you can expel him from the room and he's no longer in your presence. Like,
I just fucking said all of this because there is no expel Peeves spell. This is not a problem that can be solved with magic. It's a problem that has to be solved yourself with your problem solving, not with your wand waving and silly
then why is it
incantations.
that teachers can cast hexes at Peeves and he leaves? Like, Remus Lupin, he, like, cast the Wani Assa spell. Wani Assa, that's a suburb in ACT. He cast the Wani Assa spell, and
It's the Wadawasi
Wadawassee,
spell.
whatever, and a piece of gum comes out of the keyhole and goes up Peeves' nose, and he goes away. Like, these are things that should be taught to the kids.
That was Lupin out pranking Peeves.
Yeah.
Lupin, sorry, Peeves was hassling a student, so Lupin pulls a prank on Peeves and Peeves goes away. That was dealing with Peeves. This is the lesson that Lupin learned attending Hogwarts. Also, if you think Peeves didn't fucking come back to hassle Lupin later, you're wrong. He absolutely did. If Peeves chucks something at you and you chuck something right back at him, he might think that's funny and go away, but he is absolutely going to come back and throw 10 things at you.
Okay.
Of course he is. That's
And
Peeves.
this brings me to my third argument. Peeves is a bully, and Hogwarts has a pretty strong stance on bullying. I mean, for the most part, right? They're like, we don't tolerate transfiguration of students, we don't tolerate, like, dueling and all this sort of stuff, and, like, they tell people off for, like, making fun of people when they catch them, of course. Like, no school's perfect. Like, you can't be everywhere all the time. But they have a policy on
I
bullying.
guess.
Why is it fine, in your opinion? Because Peeves is a bully. He throws ink pellets at people. He dumps a whole fucking pot of ink on Katie Bell's head. Like, he writes profanities on McGonagall's chalkboard. He makes up cruel songs about people, like, "Oh, Potter, you rotter," and all this sort of stuff. He, like, has targeted bullying campaigns. Like, what's the justification for bullying?
I guess it's mostly what I said earlier about the fact that he's an equal opportunity bully. It's not that he's like picking a specific target and hassling them and like driving them to extreme distress. He is hassling everybody. Everybody gets the same treatment from Peeves. Nobody's special. Nobody's exempt.
You're like, in the Simpsons episode where it's like Nelson receives the award from the Bullies Association of America or something? You're like those
No, I
people
do not
coming
remember
into the school
that.
and giving Nelson an award for being like the winner of the Bullies Association. That's what you are. You're like, wow, an inspiration to us all.
I think, like, in terms of this, because it's not like Peeves can choose to behave differently. That's the thing for me. If you're a human and you're bullying other humans, you're a cunt and you're choosing to act this way.
Yeah.
Peeves doesn't have the choice to not hassle people. It's what he is. He's a poltergeist. This is what he
It's his
does.
essence.
Like, he can't stop picking on the students. He may as well stop existing. It's not within his abilities. So that's why it doesn't bother me about him. Like, he just is what he is. Do you know what
Is
I
what it
mean?
is.
I guess I see him more as a force of nature than as a person.
Okay, I'm going to reframe this argument. So you stay the same, exactly as you are. And now
Yes.
imagine me. I'm your sister, and I'm
All right.
15. No, 11. Let's really heighten the emotions here. I'm 11.
All
This is
right.
my first day of school, and I've just
Am I still
had
27?
what you can be
28?
whatever age. You're not at school anymore. It's my
Okay.
first day of school, and I say to you when I come back from the Christmas holidays or something, I'm like, oh, on my first day of school, my toe got broken because Peeves dropped a marble statue on me.
That sucks, man.
That's your
Oh
reaction.
no. Was that the end of the story, or did you have more things?
That's my little sub story. And you're like fine with this because Peeves is an important and must be protected institution in Hogwarts schooling education. You're fine with this.
I wouldn't just be like, that's fine. My first response would be, has Peeves been hassling you incessantly every day, or was it that one incident?
Why does it matter? Like, broke because my toe.
Apple bobbing, walking on the keyboard, it's fine. Because that's going to affect the advice that I give you to deal with this problem.
He comes and goes. Sometimes he breaks my toe, sometimes he throws ink at me, and sometimes he threatens to kill me with tinsel.
My response to this would be, that's what Peeves is and does. Part of going to Hogwarts is you have to deal with this man. Okay, so here's some strategies that I learned in my time to deal with this terrible fucking goblin. I shouldn't say goblin, because goblins exist in Harry Potter. This pitiful little clown. Here's mm-hmm. how you deal with this guy.
Yeah.
Going invisible, pretending to be the Bloody Baron. That's a great strategy.
Yep. I listen to all your strategies, and I'm like, okay, thanks for the strategies. And then I say, I really think that Peeves shouldn't even be at that school. What do you think? What do you think, Rhea? Tell me, to my face, what you think about Peeves being at school.
Damn it. I think he should be there because he plays an important function.
Cucks. Blocks. I never talk to you again. You broke my fucking toe.
Oh, okay.
That's you're just on the one-way rail system to isolate yourself from all your peers. Choo-choo, all aboard.
That's like if you fucking stub your toe at a table and you're like, all tables should be banned.
No, it's not if I stub my toe at a table. It's if I was going to a school with a bully who threw a table at my toe and broke it. That's the situation. I didn't do anything. I was going to class.
Well, maybe you should get better at going to class.
Maybe I should have reconsidered, like, how I was walking and what I was wearing. Maybe I shouldn't be walking to class in the morning.
Life is random and chaotic, especially in the Wizarding World, okay? Peeves is like, improvise, adapt, overcome.
Oh my god.
I like the idea that you can be in a totally structured environment, feeling like, I'm calm, I'm in control, and then Peeves shows up and it all dissolves into mayhem. The universe is impartial and random. You have to deal with it. You have to be able to roll with the punches and fucking adapt.
Yeah. I agree that, you know, you have to learn to think on your feet. You have to be able to adapt to the situation as it changes, especially as a wizard. I just think that there are better ways to teach that than a 24/7 you're a cunt wake-up call of this intangible man that can just fly through the floor and punch you in the gut for no reason. Like, I just think there's a better way to express that.
A better way, maybe, but Peeves is effective. And the thing about the Wizarding World is that it has different levels of threats to the Muggle world. So, the Wizarding World has shit like ghosts and Letherfold. Remember a while ago where there's like, this person woke up in the middle of the night with a Letherfold trying to choke them out?
Mm-hmm.
Like, these are just the things that are in the Wizarding World. You have to be able to deal with this shit, otherwise you're gonna die from table to the head.
Okay, is that your argument? This has been the only argument I've heard. Yeah. Okay. Ooh, that's unpredictable. Ooh, gotta learn to improvise. Hubris of man, get fucked. He's a terror. You can't twist this into a moral lesson of like, oh, this is important for the children's like development and growth. No. It's not.
But it is. Because you've said it yourself, you can't get rid of Peeves. There's no getting him out of Hogwarts. So what's the alternative? If you don't learn how to deal with him, where does that leave you?
I mean, of course, I think he should learn how to deal with him, but that's not what we're arguing here. We're arguing, should he be at Hogwarts? This is a moral question, yes or no. Is he a benefit to the castle or is he not? And you keep trying to argue that he's a benefit when the simple matter of the fact is that the small benefit that he provides the school does not outweigh the terror he rains upon the school and those within it. What's not
Oh,
clicking?
okay.
What's
I
not clicking? He
get
needs to go.
it. Okay, something's just clicked. So, you're approaching this from the idea that he could possibly be removed from the school, should we or should we? Whereas I'm approaching this from the idea that he cannot be removed from the school, so should we make the best of
No, I know he can't be removed from the school. Like, I know it's not possible. This is just a mere hypothetical of like, should he or shouldn't he not be there? Like, if it were possible.
Gotta take a breath.
Rhea pauses to conceive a thought.
Gonna take a deep breath. I'm crying, by the way.
Put on your thinking caps. I'm sweating. My window is closed. There's no sounds of summer. It is hot. I'm wearing all black. I'm gently sweating. Like, the room is dark.
Me too. I'm sweating, I'm crying, I've become dizzy from laughter. My throat keeps going. Oh, this episode's taking its toll. Peeves should be at Hogwarts. I've run out of arguments. We're 40 minutes in.
I've also run out of arguments. I think that my arguments like speak for themselves. I think it's pretty clear that he's an affront to human rights.
Okay, I have one more point, but it's a meta argument, which is why I kept it separate. My meta argument for
Okay.
Peeves is that he's great. Because if I'm reading a book about a magical wizard school, there should be some sort of insane, zany bullshit that comes along with it.
Yeah.
Hogwarts has that. He's got a lot of that, but it's all he. Hogwarts has that. Hogwarts has a lot of that. And it comes in the form of Peeves. The books wouldn't be the same without him. Did I
I
make, was
can
that at
appreciate.
all structured? I feel like I just rambled for three sentences.
No, yeah, it was a ramble, but I got your gist.
Cool. I, as a reader, want there to be annoying, terrible things that students can't solve with magic. Problems that they just have to deal with, and it just makes everything worse. That's
Yeah.
good.
I guess because it makes it relatable because it's like going to your like shitty underfunded public school, with a library snake and with the swamp that you have to go through to get to English.
With the swamp corridor and the library snake, I want Harry and his friends to be facing the same challenges that I, a real person, have to deal with.
Look, on that level, yeah, I can appreciate the value of Peeps. He's very funny.
Oh, fuck. He also teaches you how to relax. I missed that point.
What? When?
You can't take everything seriously all the time.
I don't know how having a chair thrown at me helps me to relax, but all right.
I feel like seeing an unstoppable force of chaos throw a chair at your nemesis would really help you to relax if
Yeah,
you're having a
no.
stressful day.
That's funny, but when it happens to me, it's not funny. It's the human condition. It's funny when it happens to someone else, but when it happens to me, it's crossed a line.
Yes. Yeah, that's true of Peeves.
God. Okay, I have no more arguments, as I said. I think he shouldn't be at Hogwarts. I don't like his vibe. It's off. I think that I personally think that if I were going to school, I would not want to like wake up with the knowledge every day that this could be my last because some guy could just decide to strangle me with a garland of tinsel for no fucking reason. Like, and maybe I'm not quick enough to reach my wand. Maybe I'm alone when it happens. Maybe I'm not in a classroom. Like, it's fucked.
Oh, some atrocious floating jester can just fucking like bounce you off the walls or whatever.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I could just be getting changed in my fucking room and a jester appears through the walls, steals my clothes, and throws them out the window, which is full 7 stories to the ground.
And then makes up a mean rhyme about it and will not stop singing it for the next 2 weeks every time he sees you.
Yeah.
That's just life, baby. You gotta learn to live with it. I guess,
tolerate it, bro. Just tolerate it.
Just tolerate it, yeah. I guess my main argument... I've just totally fucking blanked, sorry. That's great in and of itself. I had something, but it just disappeared out of my brain.
Thanks for listening, podcast over.
I guess my main point is that... I think that Peeves is essential because Hogwarts wouldn't be the same without him. And I think that there are very few problems that exist in the wizarding world that can't be solved in some sort of way by magic. And I like the idea that there is at least one thing that you have to develop other problem-solving skills to deal with. It can't all be done with spells. Sometimes you have to deal with this unendurable goblin. I keep saying goblin. Unendurable fake ghost.
I just don't think it... I just don't think that it makes up for that. I don't think that I can justify it in my brain. To be like, yeah, no, it's worth it for this child to have ink poured over their eyeballs because... They have the hubris of man because they have so much power and they should learn this lesson right here, right now, when they're doing their homework quietly in their room.
Yeah. Do you think there would be more Voldemorts if Peeves didn't exist? I think yes.
I just don't think so. mean, like, Voldemort is like a one in a million, you know? Like, there were so many specific situations that led to the rise of someone like that. Like, I don't think that...
Yeah.
I don't think that your argument that Peeves is like an asshole, like, eradicator, a preventative asshole measure is what you're saying, right? Like...
I guess. I guess, like, power corrupts.
I think...
And these children are so powerful.
To quote some...
I feel like, yeah... Peeves helps them stop being corrupted.
I think to quote some other famous guy, power reveals. So when you have power, it reveals what you always wanted to do. And Peeves has power, and that reveals his essence. And you have the power right now to say Peeves should go or Peeves should stay, and you're revealing your own essence by saying it's okay for bullying to happen because it prevents bullies happening.
You, well, hang on, you're saying bullies shouldn't be bullied?
No, I'm saying that people who may potentially be bullied shouldn't be bullied out of possibly becoming that person.
Okay, cool, right.
I don't believe in a that. Fucking...
Because, yeah. Like, definitely, like, you know, if one child is being bullied by another and I, an adult, can go over there and, like, fucking smack some kid down, absolutely, that's something that should happen. I believe that.
Jesus. You're like the guy in the slap. Or like that Law and Order SVU episode where like the detective just shoots a child.
Okay, I'm not familiar with that reference.
The child was a dick, but he just shot a kid. Anyway,
that's the power that Peeves has.
I just think that children should be given the benefit of the doubt and should be nurtured and taught to, and taught to, like, you know, not use their evil wills against others in ways that aren't abusive. Because I think what often can happen is when someone is abused, it can make them into a bad person.
Yeah, that's true.
They call that, there's a name for that, cycle of abuse.
Yeah. But consider this. The unicycle of abuse, and it's just Peeves on a terrible unicycle throwing shit at you. I want to make it super clear, because I feel like the waters have been muddied. I don't like Peeves.
Don't you, Peeves defender? You are self-proclaimed Peeves defender.
Peeves, dreadful, awful, appalling, a disgusting excuse of a creature. But he should stay.
You're very much in trend of, like, terrible traditions like hazing should stay, even though they cause serious and irreparable harm to students,
Yeah, they
because
grow you
there's
up.
a small,
They grow
tiny
you up.
potential benefit that could be there, which is learning to suffer through terrible things that happen to you randomly in life, which isn't really the point of that. Ease is not going out to teach the children, oh, terrible shit happens randomly all the time. Eat this chair. That's not his point. He's a sadist who gets off on violence, and that's why he does the things that he
Doesn't
does.
get off on violence. He is violence.
He gets harder on violence, and I'll die on that hill.
Peeves is very bad. I feel like we've reached our conclusion. We've both restated our argument several times. I don't have any more points. It's up to you, listeners. You decide.
I've been Jem and fuck Peeves.
I've been Rhea. Here's a list of words I didn't use to describe Peeves, but should have. Horrendous, abhorrent, shocking, ghastly, hateful, unspeakable, laughable, disgusting, lousy, pitiful. That's it. Thanks for listening. If you want to support us or get in touch, the links to our social media and Patreon are in the show notes. Please feel free to send us so many messages that we go mad and run away to a hut on a rock in the middle of the sea just to avoid them. You'll hear from us again in 2 weeks' time.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.